Hocus Pocus is a Halloween kids film. Guys, get on my level.
I put a spell on you, and now you're gone. My planet fell on you, and it was strong. Your wretched little lives have all been cursed because of the
Lord. I'm Sean.
I'm Michael.
I'm Connell.
And I'm Louise.
And we are dressed up like mice.
For some reason.
Well, you see, because Scott's dressed up as a giant cheese.
The we ate him.
We pull him apart. I don't know.
What did mice do with cheese?
Eat it. Fuck it. Oh.
Sniff.
I love that. That's... hey, guys.
I love de chairs.
De chairs.
I'm my epic... Hey, my friend, can you give me a slice?
Of the cheese.
Of the cheese.
We are the mice.
Give me the cheese.
Guys, I have only tiny mice hands.
I have no thumb.
I cannot hold the cheese.
Hey, I only do the scratch, but I cannot do the love.
Oh, God.
Everyone asks where is the cheese. Everyone asks how is the cheese.
I love to scratch, but I can't love at all.
All I can do is make more mice.
And more money.
What if mice came from egg? Question.
Egg.
So.
Everyone listening to this is just googling surrealist humor.
Oh, that's what that was. Is this a picture of me just like holding an egg but looking like a proud. It's like one of those astronaut pictures where they're holding the helmet but instead I'm holding an egg. But I'm still in the NASA uniform.
Egg. Oh, they're all on drugs.
Egg.
What are we talking about today?
I'm talking about Hocus Pocus.
Woo!
Yes.
What do you guys know about Hocus Pocus thus far?
Is that got the wee lad from Sure Little in it?
That's the little vampire, you fucking idiot. Oh,
and I don't know.
Okay, Mike, what's your guess of what Hocus Pocus is?
It's that movie that like a lot of basic white girls always talk about at
is
Halloween.
Bette Midler in it?
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah. Whoa. Basic what? My dad is a basic white girl.
Yeah, I just know that like every Halloween they post pictures of, like the red hair. Is it Sarah Jessica Parker that's like the main witch in it?
No, Bette Midler is the main witch in it.
Oh, right.
And she's the one with the red hair.
Okay, she looks like Sarah Jessica Parker, but
We'll get to that. Right, get the Google away.
But I know that it would just be like her saying something sassy, and then like the girl would be like, OMG, so me. Me,
mood.
RN. Yeah, mood.
Oh, it's the classic one is, what a glorious morning. Makes me sick.
Yeah, that shit. And it's like...
Well, I mean, it's the same as Howl's Moving Castle. It's like, oh, who thought being so old would be so hard?
Yeah,
so me.
Yeah.
Or like in
in Fairy Tale Park with clever girl and ha ha, ha that's so me.
So, I just hate
or Silence of the
white
Lambs
female
with
Twitter.
Oh, clever
worst
girl.
Shit ever. A tweet that's like, oh, I love McDonald's, 12,000 likes. 40,000 retweets.
Just because you're not a basic white girl.
What is this social imaginary of the basic white girl?
Oh my God. Third year.
Third year.
It's all about my dinner.
Sorry, it's all
about my dinner.
It's all about
modernity.
Modernity now,
It's all about my dad now.
It's all about my dad and his Twitter.
it's all about my dad and Freud and all that.
Mate, I can't ever get away from Freud.
Which reminds me, hey guys, if you like the Get On My Level fucking market and all shit like that, we didn't mention it in the last episode, but if you like and share the podcast on your Twitter or on your Facebook or any social media, we'll actually give you a personalized shout out.
We'll actually shout your name.
We won't roast you. We won't.
What will happen? Well, Sean will try and roast you. We hold him back, and then we do the show.
And then we say something nice. I sound like I'm gonna roast you, but then I say something nice.
I sound like I'm gonna roast you.
How did Freud remind you of that?
It's a Freudian slip.
Louise, what are you? Louise.
So, I only saw it, like, a few years ago, so it wasn't, like, a childhood film for me, but I was like, this is fucking hilarious.
You're shit scared of it?
Oh my god.
No, it's not scary, really.
No. I said,
well, because we also then watched The Witches on that night.
Witches scary.
Witches scary, so I think it's in comparison.
Witches scary. Oh, fuck, bring it back to fucking episode one of this series where we talk about the witches. No, bring it back to fucking Dark Crystal where we talk about the witches. Mate, I love this weird fucking podcast continuity that we have.
Somebody somewhere has got a whiteboard where we connect all the dots.
He's got the whiteboard.
Yeah, we have reoccurring characters. Like, we've got my dad, Gough. He's the main one. We've got Arnie, who's just...
He's only shown up in a while.
Country Arnold, yeah, he hasn't shown up in a while.
Well, we've got the ever-growing fucking seat of people in this room.
Yeah.
We just bring in more seats.
We've got... every director ever who is just...
With Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
We've got fucking...
I like that with Joss Whedon, you looked and then looked up. There
he is.
Yeah,
it's tentacles. Tentacles. We've got Ridley Scott. We had Ridley Scott. Quentin Tarantino, but he's actually not here right now. He's away touching someone's ass.
We've got Tiny Tom Cruise.
We've got Thatcher.
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 Dez and Thatcher. There's a deep lore, guys.
even I struggle to understand.
You barely scratch the surface.
You know. It's like when we fucking, like, you're just like, welcome to this room. My interests are very unconventional. You turn the light on, it's just little Tom Cruise eating a giant... eating a giant meatball, and he just looks, goes... and then, like, scampers away.
Oh, yeah.
Into a hole in the wall. And then there's a bunch of tubes that you see him just, like, running in.
And then you get attacked by Mysterio.
Or Bobby from Queer
Eye. I'm going to touch you.
I'm going to make your walls red.
Can we add the mace to this character list?
There you go.
The mace that won the chess.
The foreign mice.
Foreign mice.
Foreign inverted commas.
We don't know where they're from, we just know they're
from Europe.
Yeah. Possibly Scandinavia.
European mice. Please, can I find my soul?
What, the foreign mice searching for cheese and happiness?
Yeah. And love.
Like in the room, like that's the thing. It's our mind palace, our collective mind palace. And there's the one room where all the memes live. And the mice are there just like at a table, smoking and reading the newspaper going, if only I had the cheese now.
I feel like I'm not in this collective mind palace. Can I
we didn't give you a set of keys yet.
Oh, right. Well, maybe one day. I've got my own keys.
Well, do a European mice voice.
I wanted the cheese.
Yeah, you're in.
Now you're in.
Oh, God, it's horrible! I see it all!
Fuck 2001.
I've seen everything.
Yeah,
so, it is a comedy.
Yeah.
But it's an odd one because it's like a kid to tween comedy. All
right.
It's one of the ones that you watch as a kid and you're content with the story. But as you get older, you realise that, the flame on the candle turned black because he was a virgin. Why do they keep drawing, like, attention to the fact that he's a virgin?
A kid's movie!
Yeah.
It's like, you know, parents would watch with their kids. So there's sort of, like, there's a couple adult jokes, but not, like, overtly.
Yeah, and as a kid, it lets you pass them by. The thing is, I'll give you a brief rundown of the story before I give you... Well, after I give you a rundown of the cast.
Oh.
We do have Bette Midler as Winifred Sanderson. So the main, at least, characters, the ones that appear on the DVD box, the kind of, the main...
selling points.
The ensemble.
It is Hocus Pocus, the witches. Yeah. And there's the three Sanderson sisters who live in Salem. You know, witch in fucking towns. You have Winifred Sanderson, who is the head witch, big red hair, her colour's green. I think it complements the kind of redness in her. You have
that's a color board.
I was gonna say, is this part of your like thesis, TED Talks?
No, because
you're in an essay.
It complements her colours, I think.
If she's color wheel,
no,
red
but
there, green's in.
It's like the old thing of like the Power Rangers, they'd always wear blue, like shirts, you know? Like,
if they're blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like if Winifred wore anything else, it'd always be green.
Okay.
So it's always the red hair and the green.
Yeah, she's colour coded.
When you have Mary Sanderson.
Please tell me the other two are orange and blue and
black
purple and yellow.
No, you've got black and red,
oh,
which is Mary Sanderson, and she's a bit more like, she's a more like a classic witch kind of thing. Right. And she's got like a weird like spirally head top thing.
Feed me to Chez.
And then you've got Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh.
Who is Sarah Sanderson. She's more of a kind of
blonde witch.
Bimbo kind of witch.
Classic Sarah Jessica Parker.
Like, they all have their different kind of specialities. So, Winifred's is generally magic and spells. Mary's is potions.
I feel like that should be every witch.
No, but it's like, magic and spells, just general like tomfoolery and telepathy.
Alright.
Mary's is
general tomfoolery and also this really specific power.
It's whimsical, okay?
Mary's is potions and witching as well. And Sarah Jessica Parker is like
a basic witch.
Witch.
She makes a killer casserole.
I cooked. And they're like, okay.
Okay. Is it magic?
No. It's casserole.
It is, that tastes...
It's tepid. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to cook it on a cauldron. We don't have ovens.
It needs a bit more salt. Mate, that's rat poison.
We're witches. We eat that. It's a good point. Okay. By the way, Superman, would you like some kryptonite in your pasta? That's one of the things that's in our little mind palace.
Yeah. Not even our joke.
Yeah. Oh. Visual gag.
Yeah. Visual. Stop doing visual.
Ah!
And then Sarah Jessica Parker, whose whole thing is like songs and enticement and kind of like.
She's the sexy one.
I'm interested.
Actually, to be fair, Sarah Jessica Parker takes a fucking deep dive after this film. I think this is the only time I've ever gone, hey, at Sarah Jessica Parker.
Was this before Sex and the City?
Yeah, oh yeah. 1993.
Alright.
Is there a sequel? Or is there like a sequel game?
I think there's been rumours of it, but I think that's because it's nearly Halloween.
Oh.
It's one of those ones that kind of like did it and were like, okay, never again.
Yeah, it was like a direct to DVD on like made for TV Disney film.
Oh, like what, the original or like,
yeah,
the potential, because like,
like Halloween Town and shit like that.
Does it not have like a fucking, like, you know how Ace Ventura has Ace Ventura Jr., just those sequels that nobody knows about?
No.
Mean Girls has Mean Girls 2, like none of the original cast and stuff like that.
No, this one doesn't have anything like that.
Maybe think of a different movie.
Yeah. But yeah, those are your witches, and they're all kind of a collaborator, and they all feed off each other, and kind of like they work with each, you know, their like their comedy works with, you know, the Mary and Sarah always like trying to get at each other, and Winifred's like, bitches.
There's a synergy.
Yeah,
hey, work together.
What are we trying to do?
It's like it's like us. Like,
yeah.
Louise, which of the Sanderson sisters are we?
No, because then I'll just offend you all.
I don't care. No,
I don't know who's who, so... Yeah.
No one wants to be anyone, really. No one wants to be the witch.
I don't know. I feel like Sean is head witch.
Bette Midler.
I feel like Connell is the Sarah Jessica Parker.
Hey.
And then you are the other one.
You're the
cooking one.
Sarah Jessica Parker was the cooking one.
Yeah.
Which, she's the normal one in our continuity.
He's the potion one.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Wait, Sarah Jessica Parker the potion one?
No.
Okay, yeah.
No,
because I said Sarah Jessica Parker is the basic white bitch, and you're like, she can cook.
Yeah, and then we had the cooking gag. This happened like 5 minutes
and then
ago.
We got to the bit where...
Oh, yeah. And then we asked what the...
Oh my god.
But the film isn't about just the witches being the witches.
Yep.
So you start out with a flashback, and it starts with a boy waking up after a nice kind of like an bird's eye view shot, and then a boy wakes up and he realizes that his sister's gone missing, and then he runs out and some guy goes, look in the woods, the witches are doing their thing, and he's like, they've taken my sister, and then he just runs into the woods. This guy's called Thackeray Binks. This is fucking like
super long time ago.
What's the period that not the Incas, not the lads with the hats, the buckles,
the pilgrims.
The Incas.
The hell is that?
Which was also like geographically different.
The Incans were like
they made that calendar.
Peru, Machu Picchu. They worship like serpent gods and like have
mate and
like,
possibly aliens.
Is this,
like,
possibly,
is this like the Mayans?
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, yeah, that kind of shit.
But it wasn't them, it was the pilgrims.
Which, you know...
Same timeline.
Yeah, what the... That play...
Couple years
John
ago.
Proctor.
Oh, the Crucible.
Season of the
Crucible.
Witch.
Crucible. Oh, yeah. Season of the Witch.
There be witches in me village, sir.
Sabrina.
Well, the new Sabrina looks like it has those influences.
I mean,
have any of us seen?
I mean, even the old Sabrina had those influences.
Yeah.
Like the cat was called Salem. Like that was like, it was very clear. Like witches have these influences. That's when it all happened.
Yeah,
right?
Salem. Good time.
Back in the Incas.
He goes and he tries to save his sister, but unfortunately the witches eat his sister's life force and turn him into a cat so that he has to live forever with the guilt that he wasn't able to save his sister, and they kind of like suck her youth from her and then they become young again.
Suck with two C's.
But weirdly also three S's.
But then
suck. And no you.
That's it. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, and also a bunch of these other letters. That's just a different word.
That's just cheese.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. Yeah. And then the cheese, then I'm like, give me some of that Duchess.
Guys,
would you be okay if I take this?
Is there any mace in this film?
There isn't.
I feel like this is the kind of film that would have, like, bad CGI side animals. Like, you know, in Racing Stripes, they have the flies.
Is that a horse film?
Yeah, well, he's a zebra.
I wouldn't say it's bad CGI. I think the CGI pretty much holds up for most of this.
It's of the time.
When was it made?
90s, 93.
Ooh, that's early. That's early.
I'd say there's only one bit where the CGI is kind of... the cat screams as a bus comes towards him. So all the people are going, ah! But the cat does it as well.
Now that you've said that, I remember that part. And it's like, oh God.
I feel like that would frighten me.
No, it's just funny.
Like, wait, what's the thing from Dark Crystal called that has the mouth inside its mouth?
No.
Fizzgig!
Is it like the transition in The Lost World when you hear the...
Fizzgig with his mouth closed. Fizzgig with his mouth open. Visual gag.
Insert Drake.
Yeah, insert Drake meme there.
So that happens, and then the witches are hanged for being witches and under the suspicion. They die.
The end of the film.
But they are able to be resurrected because magic. And then so it's like hard cut to the 90s.
Everyone's listening to grunge.
It's very grunge. So it's the teens and they're at high school and he's like, well, it's Halloween, you know, and I've just moved from California. And everyone's like, oh, fucking Hollywood, fucking California. He's like, oh, fucking hate my life, man. And then
so there's a lot less swearing.
This is a PG.
That's the one scene.
You know how like 12 A's are allowed to have one fuck in them?
Yeah.
They use it.
Back in the 90s, it was one scene.
Yeah, one scene with fucks in them. So.
And then his sister's like, "Oh, come trick or treating with me." He's like, "Oh, go to your room. I don't want to go out. You know, I'm being bullied." And then. Then his sister's like, Mom! And then he has to go out trick-or-treating with his sister.
Was this a Disney Channel, like, original? It sounds like one.
Yeah. It's a Disney, a made for...
Like, an actual, like, Disney Channel.
Made for TV Disney.
Damn, fucking hell. That's so weird at how popular this film is, considering like a lot of
High School Musical.
Yeah, but that was a different time, a different genre. It came at the right time, High School Musical.
Yeah, this came at the right time as well.
Exactly.
But there was a bunch of other like Disney Channel original movies that have like the exact like. Do you remember that
film
one?
Film of the Future.
Film of the Future. That's exactly like Hocus Pocus. But there was one where like. The town has like an upside down version.
Yeah, Stranger Things.
Yeah, Stranger Things.
No, like
straight to Netflix.
Halloween Town.
That one, yeah, that came out about the same time. No one goes on about that.
Or Don't Go Under the Bed.
No, that's what your dad used to say to me. Why? That's why I sleep.
Why?
Mum doesn't like me.
I'm trying to keep the family together.
This is by sad. Sleeping under me. Yeah. Just so I keep an eye on you. I'm sleeping. I'm not going anywhere.
You get up in the middle of the night and just some feet grab you. It's like, where do you think you're going?
To so, piss.
Why do you like it?
Let me finish my fucking
anecdote.
Like,
I'm trying to ask a question. I'm being interested.
Hold it down. I'll explain the characters.
So we've done the witches.
Yeah, the witches. You've got Max and you've got Danny. So Max is the Hollywood guy and Danny, his sister, who takes him out trick-or-treating against his will. And then you also have Allison, who's the girl he fancies in high school, who blew him off at the start because like, he was trying to be smooth and like California's like, here, take my number.
And then he was a total dork and spilled chocolate milk all over himself like a fucking dweeb.
Are you just talking about your life?
Yeah.
It's okay, Mike. It's okay.
But then they go to the Sanderson sisters' house, which is kind of like a spooky museum. Right. And Allison's like, you know, if the Virgin lights the black flame candle, the Sanderson sisters will come back. And then Max is like, it's all just a bunch of hocus pocus. Looks at the candle, like in the office.
Well, good thing I'm not fucking virgin.
Lights the candle, and then it turns black, and then the witches come back.
Good thing I get my dick wet every day.
Am I right, Allison? No.
Am I right, candle? Candle's like, no.
Yeah. Candle's like, no, you're a virgin.
Like a bird. Just
the candle
swings.
The candle from Beauty and the Beast.
So the witches come back, and on the way out escaping, Max steals the spell book, which has an eye in it. So essentially, the witches need the spell book to complete their thing of like being eternally youthful.
So the witches are the bad guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're trying to keep a book from them, and because the witches want to just live forever by sucking the youth and just like being beautiful. But they're also aided by Thackeray Binks, a cat who can live forever.
Oh. Good old cat.
Because Thackeray was turned into a cat,
okay,
to live
with
the guilt. And I think at the start when they go into the museum, the cat like scratches him when he tries to do something. And he's like, oh, get off me, cat. And then later on it's just like, oh yeah, no, the cat in the museum tells him like, hey, Max. He's like, you can talk. He's like, get the book. Because cause Thackeray...
Hey, Max, you can talk. Square the fuck up.
Takes off his little cat shirt.
The cat takes off.
Starts pulling up his shorts, like, up to his belly. Go, come on, square up, come on.
Square the fuck up.
Whoa, star. Yeah. What? But he's essentially, because Thackeray's essentially been defending that the museum,
yeah,
the house, so that the witches don't come back.
Okay, yeah.
Cut to witches have come back.
And then he's like,
the plot.
And then he fucking's like, oh, Jesus Christ. There's another character, so I say a couple of the names, obviously you've got your big names, you've got Sarah Jessica Parker, you've got Bette Midler, Thackeray Binks, the actor, the young actor, who is human,
is young Johnny Depp.
Is played by Sean Murray, who you may
know. Sean Ellis, our very own Sean Ellis.
Sean Murray from NCIS.
Sean Ellis.
Anyone know NCIS?
I know of it.
Okay, yeah, no, he's one of the guys in NCIS. And then you have Billy Butcherson, who is, he's a zombie that the witches raised from the ground. And he's had his mouth sewn shut. And he's there to chase the kids. He's there to chase the kids, but he's played by Doug Jones.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
I love Pan's Labyrinth.
I love
Hellboy.
I love his face that I never see.
Yeah.
You get to see his
face. You're gonna not see it again.
He's covered in makeup, but you get to see more of just his face.
I've always thought Doug Jones would make a really good Reverse Flash.
Yes, because he's really long.
Just conversation ends.
Just, they've always thought that. I'm putting it out there. Just so when he gets cast, I can be like,
called it.
Yeah, so a lot of the stuff in this is the witches kind of having difficulty fitting into, like, mundane 90s society. So, for example, they're...
Fish out of water. Shit.
They think they're still just, like, witches and spooky, and they're just confused why there's all these demons running around. And there's, like, I smell children, but all I see are these demons. And then they take the mask off of one, and it's like, they're all children!
And then twins!
Bloody wings.
And then they get on a bus, and then there's like a classic like New Yorker kind of guy's like, they're like, what is this contraption? He's like, I call it a bus.
Like, and he invented it.
Like he thinks they're just really in character. He's like, oh, it's like the bus driver in fucking Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
But not as like.
Where like he sees her leg and he's like, I like a gorilla woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, like, but it's a lot of like coming of age, the kids, and then, you know, about family, and then the witches are trying to mold into society. Do you have any questions?
Why do you like it? Is it nostalgia?
Very much nostalgia, but it also holds up very well as well.
Yeah.
I think my sister may have had it as a thing, and then I just watched it with her, maybe like her birthday parties or Halloween parties or shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's enthralling. The colours are really nice in it, and it's funny.
Yeah, like, there's from a bit, what I remember, it's pretty well
there's
written.
There's a bit, yeah.
Yeah, well, like I said.
Well written, slapsticks involved.
Yeah. There's tons of movies of the same theme that came out around the same time. And I was like, how is this the only one that's talked about? And the most obvious answer is, this one's good.
And the stakes are high as well. Like, yeah. Because it's kind of like, you've got the thing that we need to complete our prophecy. It's a cat and mouse game, pretty much. And then they...
Rather than just, oh, they're doing things and we have to stop them. It's like a kind of like, oh, we started it. Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then the kids as well, it's kind of like, there's a scene where they go to the adults, like, Halloween party, and they meet their parents, and they're like, "Mom, okay, the witches have come back." And it's like, "Have you been smoking? Have you been taking drugs?" It's like, "No, but seriously." And then the witches appear on stage,
smoking big dope in the shower.
And then the witches appear on stage, and they're like, "No, that's them. That's them." And the witches start doing a song, and it's like, "Oh, you're working a thing." No. Max gets up on stage, like, "Listen, the Samson sisters have come back." And then
Bush did 9/11 and all the conspiracy.
And then the witches appear and we go, "Well, thank you very much, Max, for introduction." And then everyone's like, "Oh, this is a thing."
Let's listen in. And then they're like, "This spooked you."
Then it's like the Sanderson sisters, they're doing like a costume thing, and this is like a whole setup. And he starts doing the, "I put a spell on you," and it's like,
"Oh, are we talking like..."
Like Hex Girls?
No!
Better.
It's the...
Nay, that's hard.
Midler.
Oh.
I love the Hex Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, that's a high praise indeed.
High bar.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the stakes are high and... Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Any other creations?
I'm getting really forward to seeing it because it sounds like just a good like romp.
Yeah, no, it's very much a romp.
Yeah,
I'm kind of intrigued too. Actually, I've never ever had an interest in it when, like I said, basic white girls post thing, because I just go like. Then I never had an interest when I saw the Howl's Moving Castle screenshot either, because, like I said, white girl Twitter is terrible.
Just mute that shit.
But it's everywhere.
You don't need to.
But don't you understand, Louise? I like to get angry to justify it, you know? Like, so I, you know.
I need a way to channel my
rage. Evidence.
I'm the architect of my own misery. But yeah, I'm interested now. It seems like a fun time. A fun time to be had by all.
Yeah, I'm sure if you like dive into it, there's probably like layers and layers upon subtext and stuff.
No. It's very much like in your surface. Face. It's a kid's film.
I mean, there's some like 90s references, but they're not.
Oh yeah, like, you know, there's two characters who are like Jay and Silent Bob, but there's like, so they kind of, what's it like? Well, not mug Max, but they cut him off while he's taking a detour through a graveyard, and they're like, "Hey, how's it going, man?" And it's like a guy with a blonde, long hair and a leather jacket, and then another guy who's just like very short and stubby. And it's like, "I'm Jay. This is Ernie." And then the guy's like, "I told you, man, don't call me Ernie anymore. Call me by my nickname. It's Ice." "I'm Jay. This is Ice." And then he turns around and he's got ice shaved into the back of his head. And they come back later on because like they're just out like TPing houses on Halloween.
Nice.
Yeah. Like it's all over one night apart from the little like snippet at the start.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, cool. It takes place in real time. It's a 8-hour long movie.
But no, it's like those like kind of 90s references. Like that's funny. Just because... It's Jay and Silent Bob, but it's not because they're not silent. But just like that, "I'm Jay, this is Ice," and then the timing just really turns around and he's got ice on the back of his head. It's just funny.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Rad.
Yeah, radical. I'm down. Yeah. Fuck it, yeah. I want to watch this shit.
I like Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, no, you'll love Sarah Jessica Parker in this one. Like, that's... Like, this is probably one of my first swings, you know? What? Hey!
Sorry, I wasn't expecting that. Sure. Great.
What? No. I can't deny it, okay? Do you want me to lie?
You just don't have to say it.
But she's... Hey, swing.
Okay. I'm in it for the weird... PG stoner humor. So.
I'm in it for the swing.
I'm in it for the swing as well.
Well, I like the film anyway.
Are you in it for the swing?
I have no comment about any swinging of any sort.
Boo.
Swing.
Is that free?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Well,
dick.
I'll catch y'all. Oh, wait, do we clap?
No, that's after.
We have too many segues.
Yeah. I'll catch y'all.
But you, just you, I.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about the rest of us? We're still here.
Well, you say it then.
Fine. We'll catch y'all on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye.
Boy.
Dick.
So we just watched Hocus Pocus. I say we just watched.
Yeah, do you want to bring that up, actually?
Hey, Mike, where the fuck were you?
You just left.
You were like, "Oh, I'm just going to get Nando's," and you fucked off for
never saw you.
Who are you? Me?
It took a long time to get a Nando's.
Did you eat all of it? There's none left.
Yeah, was it tasty?
It was nice, yeah. Nice. It was lovely.
Okay, well, great.
Grilled chicken burger.
Just look at me. I'm just gonna grab food and get to sit in, maybe.
Half an hour into the film, you text me, I'll be right there.
Self-care is important.
Eat your Nando's.
Eat your Nando's.
I
watched a best of clips of it.
Yeah, we caught you up with a best of
clip. So I got the gist.
Jizz. Although the best of video we showed you missed out some key
some
scenes.
Of the best bits.
Yeah.
Well, it gets to a point where you're just watching the whole film again.
Yeah.
So,
so I mean, fuck it. How? What up, mum? Jeez.
No.
I liked it. As before, I'd seen it already. I think it's sort of really camp and funny. I forgot how much it's just the witches like interacting with each other.
Yeah.
And that's like the best parts of the film. I think it's quite funny. Writing is good. So me likes.
Me likey breadstick.
Guys, yeah. It's Louise's first yes.
Is it?
Yeah! Oh no, this is why we start discussing it and then she's like, actually no.
Nah, that's a bit
actually, this movie's kind of dumb.
Connor, you have a fucking list in front of you.
Yeah.
Let's... What?
See, I was just taking notes as the film went on.
What, as if you're like a critic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except my notes aren't like methodical or that.
Do they make grammatical sense?
Like, kind of. Like, my first note is whimsical Disney music.
Yeah. Mate, that opening scene is amazing. Why? Like, the fucking flyover shot. So it's a flyover shot with the shadow of the witch on it. And then she, like, you just see Sarah Jessica Parker fly past a window as a dude wakes up.
It's very John Williams music.
Yeah.
And, like, the guy who plays Zachary, he reminded me of, like, fucking young DiCaprio from, like, Titanic.
Yeah. I was trying to pin
like,
it down.
The white shirt and the hair and that.
Yeah, floppy 90s hair. Although his accent's fucking gone.
Is he Irish?
There are not enough children in the world.
I mean, it's that, like, American doing an English, doing a whatever accent. You know
you
what I mean?
Hags! Oh no, it's fucking classic.
I still fucking love the bus scene as well, where they're like, what is this? And he's
like, a chorus. A boss.
You told her I fucked him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Was he?
Within the narrative or just in general?
Both.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, it's weird to see in a kid's film, in a Disney film.
Keep going. What's this for me?
When you first see Max in the classroom, he's very 90s.
Yeah.
He's wearing one of those fucking, like, hallucinogenic, like, colourful t-shirt things.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, just everything, like...
I like the transition of, like, the teacher who just, like, throws a fucking, like, paper at the student while they're sleeping. And just, like, and then, because the transition is, it's the story's being told, and then it cuts to the teacher telling that story. And then just one class person that they, like, I don't know, they've got, like a fucking streamer on their finger.
Is it not a finger trap?
No, it's like a streamer on the thing, and they point it at them, and then the streamer just flies at them and scares them. She goes, and then she casts a spell!
Also, Max fucking throws out a beautiful, smooth line to Alice in one of the lassies. Because like, Max is very cynical.
Pointing at Michael.
He's very cynical about the whole idea of witches and stuff, and Alison's like, no, it's all true. And he's like, well, if Jimi Hendrix shows up, give me a call. Gives him his number. I was like, yeah, that's fucking smooth.
Yeah. But does he not do that in class?
Yeah. Yeah. In front of everybody.
Yeah, fucking, like, what a good girl, my bad guy. And then she gives it back to him later on.
Yes.
It's a film.
It's a film, all right.
What are the other notes?
I've said the only weird thing is like when the sister's just like, oh, I'm Allison, and Allison kissed me, I'm Allison. It's like, ugh.
Also, there's a lot of product placement in the film.
Yeah.
The Nike and the fucking 7-Up.
Mate, how cool are fucking Jay and Ice?
Why?
Yeah. I'm Jay. This is Ernie.
Don't call me Ernie, man.
It's Ice now.
And then they come back. It's not even just like a solo gag. It's
not even
like
just a throwaway joke.
Oh yeah, no, they get captured by
their characters.
They get captured by the witches later on, and they're just like hanging in cages.
They never get out.
Yeah. But because they've stolen his shoes, later on when Max comes back in, Hollywood, come on, help us out of his cages, man. And he just takes his shoes back.
Aww. Also, the bit when fucking Max and Danny are about to go trick-or-treating, and his dad's like, what do you dress as? He's like, a rap singer. I was like, wait, people.
Again, I think there was some really nice sort of inter-character moments, especially with him and his little sister. That was sort of quite... Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel in a lot of movies, it can feel really ungenuine.
She was a good actress.
But yeah, I thought there was some sort of really nice moments everywhere.
Yeah, she's played by what was her name? Thora Birch. We just watched her in Ghost World for...
Yeah.
Oh, shit,
and then
there's
a weird scene... Her as a child in this, I'm like, oh, in like 10 years' time, she kisses Steve Buscemi.
Oh, that's a weird bit of parallelism.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah, it's like even worse if you know the context behind why she kisses Steve Buscemi. Mm. She's the asshole in that situation, not Steve Buscemi.
I do agree with you with Schwing.
Yeah.
Because Sarah Jessica Parker is hot in it.
I'd if I didn't know that was her, I would not.
I mean, when I watched it, I didn't know it was Sarah Jessica Parker. Mainly because I didn't know who Sarah Jessica Parker was.
Yeah, because I was 9.
Shall we go around and see what people think then?
I want to hear Connell's notes.
The user.
I mean, he keeps scrolling, and I'm very concerned.
There's
oh my god!
He is cutting.
Okay.
They use the word yabos for boobs.
Oh yeah.
I thought this was a kids' movie.
It is.
Right? Yeah. Like they play heavily on the virgin thing as
if
well.
If you
had
like, watched it, Mike.
The sister's always like, listen, my brother's a virgin. He lit the candle. The witches have come back.
Yeah, at the end when you see Thackeray and like, what's his sister's name?
Emily.
Yeah, you see them at the end and they're walking off. He's like, what took you so long? I was like, well, I had to wait 300 years for a virgin to wait. Mate, I get it.
Wait, hey! He's just, I'm out to catch you.
All right!
And he's like, the thing is, he's not even that old. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he could still be a
teen,
virgin.
Do you know what
it's
I mean?
Like still socially acceptable.
Oh yeah, no, there's a bit where they go to a cop and they explain the story. And then the sister's like, and then the cop's like, are you a virgin? And he's like, yeah, okay, I get it. He's like, okay. And then the kids run. He's like, okay, you kids better stop pranking us, okay? And then they run off like scared because he's a cop. And then some lassie comes out in a Halloween.
What? No.
Some lassie comes out in a Halloween costume, and then gets on the back. He's like, hey, what's going on? He's like, oh yeah, just some kids were pranking me. Thought I was a real cop because it's Halloween.
Oh, laughed her way off screen.
What did you think of Billy? Because Billy steals the show for me nowadays, fucking Doug Jones.
He's not my favourite Power Ranger, but...
Doug Jones, Billy Butcherson.
Yeah, like, as soon as I saw him, I was like, that's probably Doug Jones.
Yeah, the big fucking zombie lad.
And I liked the twist where he grabs the knife and just cuts his mouth open.
Yeah. So he's had his mouth sewn shut.
And then he's like, slapped!
I mean, I was gonna say that's the best.
He's had his mouth sewn shut by the witches. Like, he was poisoned by the witches because he was sleeping with Sarah.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think the whole movie is he's under their control or some shit, but then he just wants to save the kids, but it just looks like, because he can't speak, like he's trying to capture them.
Okay.
And when he finally gets them, like, one of them's holding a penknife and he grabs a penknife and just, like, cuts his mouth open and then just looks at Winifred and goes, you slut!
Again, I thought this was a kids movie.
It is.
Like I said, my initial picture of it, it's a kids movie, but there's so much adult shit in it that everyone can enjoy.
There's another adult joke when they're at the dance hall.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, Mom, what are you dressed as? I was like, Madonna. Points at her fucking cone tits. I thought that was obvious.
Are you on drugs? Have you been smoking?
No, she was like, no, I haven't even OD'd.
She normally dresses.
That's weird.
Yep.
And I'm not sure how I feel about it.
If you had seen the film.
It makes a lot more sense in the... No, it doesn't. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't.
Another note is impromptu musical.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a fucking class sequence.
It is a cool scene. Like when Ben Miller
it's a great cover as well. Like,
yeah.
Cover
I put a spell on you.
But it's like jazzy and kind of like rocky.
It's usually the original's quite slow, but yeah,
exactly.
They make it quite fast paced.
And now you're gone, so
okay.
Fucking
good. Alright.
Someone did that at Halloween night out and it's fucking class.
You're all painting a very vivid and full picture and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
We try our best.
We're gonna watch it after this.
You're all natural storytellers.
Yeah, I mean, Connell isn't Atlanta.
Mate, even I know that.
Come on, we don't need that much salt here. It's all right.
Should we go around?
That's a yes from me.
Oh my god! Well done.
What do you mean we?
You did it.
I hate you.
I know you do.
Well done. Welcome to the club.
Oh, hi.
Welcome to the club of enjoying things, okay?
Oh, we shaking our own hands.
Yeah.
Oh, we're on the other side of the sofa.
It's right toward. Even though I haven't seen it, I'm on your level because this movie sounds rad.
Yay! You did it.
It sounds really fun, and I wish I'd watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was really
hungry. I hope you enjoyed your Nando's.
I was really hungry, and I had no food. I had to go out and get some.
We recorded it at your house.
Look at me. I'm Louise. I could just buy food whenever I want. Miss Moneybags.
Hey, only my friends call me Miss Moneybags, okay?
You can call me Penelope. Penelope Moneybags.
That really got to me.
Penny Moneybags.
What do you get?
That's the joke. I was like, yeah, I thought it was shit.
Despite all these notes, it's pretty pish. Psych, I'm on your level.
Yeah.
Full House.
Yeah, no, we're watching it at some point again, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I didn't mention in the episode, this is one of the films that, like Starship Troopers, I just consistently watch at least once a year.
Yeah, I could see myself watching it.
Yeah, it's a Halloween
but,
film.
Like, not, I won't watch it at Halloween. I'll just, oh, like, I'll watch it at Halloween sometimes, but, like, I'll be like, I want to watch Hocus Pocus
just
again.
Stick it on.
Yeah. Like, I can quote it word for word, as you may have noticed.
Yeah. But that's, like,
intonation and all.
There's, like, a fond love of it, rather than, like, you can't get it out of your head.
Both.
Okay.
Really. Once I start, I can't stop. Emily! Emily!
The best of quotes.
And then he just falls down that hill and is like, mate, you don't have to, like, calm down. It's just a hill.
Also, how come Thackeray can just talk as a cat, but he never...
Because he's a person.
Because they only turned him into a cat. They didn't really do anything else.
Yeah, but like, why didn't... Like,
why didn't he talk when...
When he was being, like, attacking the guy in the
There's
start.
The really sad bit where he's, like, the cat's going around, like, his dad's legs. And
yeah,
the dad's like, fuck off,
why
cat.
Are you
yeah,
beast?
Why didn't you say anything?
Yeah.
Man,
like,
I'm
legit.
Scared I mean, now because they're too real. Or you're
yeah, because I know this fucking film.
They probably would have killed the cat. Like, oh,
but,
witchcraft.
No, but it's the fucking, like, the first initial shot.
Witch cat.
When fucking the cat jumps on Max and he's like, nice going, Max. And he's like, you can talk? I can. Get the book.
I can also smoke this blunt.
And buy my sick Nike shoes.
And buy lottery tickets.
Have you heard of Nickelback?
They're
hey,
an indie band
are
I
you
know.
You dressed up as a rap singer?
Rap singer.
Hey, I am basketball.
Shall we? Shall
we
go
right? We were having fun until then. Okay, yeah, so there's a golf clap. All golf. Nice, enjoyable golf clap.
Yeah.
And... let's make this a good one. Because imagine having this nice episode where we're all golf clapping, we all enjoy the thing, and then we have end it with a shite high five.
I'm getting into the position.
I feel that we have built it up too much now.
Yeah, you put pressure.
Okay. Oh, just got it. Yeah, right. Wait, why are you grabbing? Why have you
all
got right. claws?
Okay, the trick to this is we need to make sure we're all the same distance away from the center point.
All looking at each other's elbows.
Elbows?
3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
It's way better than the ones we've had.
You heard it.
Yeah.
Alright.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Goodbye, my children. And if you weren't listening, that was an episode of Get On My Level.
If you want to keep up with all the things we're doing, like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at Get On My Level PC. The PC stands for podcast. There's also our personal Twitters. I'm at MikeKind.
I'm at Carl Wood.
I'm at DeathCampSean.
And I'm at Weasel_McGee.
What?
Why?
And if you like the podcast that you just heard, please drop us a message on any of the various social media platforms that we use.
And feel free to leave us a rating on any one of your podcast apps or those forms of social media. That shit helps us out a load. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you can be one of the first to know when an episode's out.
And remember to stay tuned and
stay happy.
That one.
Remix! Get on my level! Hey! Get on my level! Welcome to Get On My Level. We got the boys in the hood and they're
boys
going
the
out.
Hood,
we're gonna
yeah.
mess it up. We're gonna talk some pitch. We're gonna
we'll
mix some music. We're gonna
talk
suck
here.
Some toes. Get on my level. Get, what the fuck? Get on my level, bitch. Get on my level.
I do not condone the toe sucking.
Save
yes, hello, police.
That, I felt the 90s vibe there. It felt like the Keenan and Kel theme.
I mean, I was getting a 70s vibe.
Oh,
I was going to say, that was neither of those.
Oh, well, wasn't the guy
oh, I don't
the
like
other
the Big
guy
Lebowski. That's why I don't like it. I don't like the Big
Actually,
Lebowski that much either.
I do have a story. I found an artist called The Small Lebowski. Mm. And they're the one who did my background cover, which is a little frog boy with a little frog boy. It's on Instagram. If you look up the Small Lebowski, or just Small Lebowski, and it's all this kind of frog related.
Why is he
art.
Called the Small Lebowski?
I don't know. I think he's also German as well.
Oh, well, that explains it.
And so it just, it's, you know, I don't think he sells his stuff anywhere. He's got a Patreon. But, like, look, it's just that little frog and Death sitting on a little train. It's very sweet.
Is the frog, like, a character?
I'm not sure. I can't understand this post because I don't speak German.
First look at Henry Cavill as the Witcher.
Ooh.
Doesn't look good.
Yeah. What does he look like?
He looks like an elf from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it looks like The Witcher.
Lucille.
Lucille.
A lot of darkness in that clip.
Oh, fucking Legolas.
Yeah.
Oh, who's the actor?
Henry Cavill, Superman.
I was going to say, he looked a lot like the guy who played Daenerys' sister. Sorry, Daenerys' brother.
Yeah, that's
what
I thought it was as well.
Because he was in, like, Doctor Who and other shit.
Because I saw the Netflix thing and I was like, oh my god, is Game of Thrones coming to Netflix? And then.
No, of course not. HBO have got that shit clamped.
Got that shit on lock.
Do you ever think, like, if Soldier Boy was ever, like, a detective? Like, when he finds out, like, when he's, like, doing a murder case, he's in a room with everyone in the parlor and they're all smoking, they're all like, well, it turns out that, there's only one person who would be able... Guys, you have Snowpiercer on DVD. How have you not seen...
Whoa, I'm sorry. I didn't even understand what the first story was about. And now...
No,
I
just...
No, it's a completely different story.
No,
I... Is this what Soldier Boy would say?
I'm so confused.
That's what Soldier Boy would say. In the
you have Snowpiercer.
Sorry, you guys have not seen Snowpiercer, but you got Snowpiercer on DVD.
I mean,
it's Scott's.
Fuck's sake, guys. Oh, it's a good film. Right, so Soldier Boy would be in the parlor. Everyone would be smoking, and it's like, well, there's only one person who could have gotten out of the shower and...
Snowpiercer, that's it, right?
Gotten out of the shower, a knife, and buried it in the garden within 20 minutes of each other. Yo!
Can I veto Sean speaking?
It's his episode.
Yeah. I stand by what
yeah,
I said.
Yeah, I mean, I know the thing, so I could do it.
No!
I'm joking.
It hurts my feelings, guys. What was the story you were going to tell us?
I can't remember! Fucking all I know is about Snowpiercer and Soldier Boy. Two things which I don't know what they are.
Well, Snowpiercer's that. And
what is that? Is it a film?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's actually a graphic novel.
Snow. Okay.
I don't know anymore.
I had a dream.
Online. Yeah, keep going, Connor.
I had a dream last night and it was really sad.
Ooh, tell us the dream.
I don't want sad.
Alright.
Hey, shut the fuck up, Carl.
I was just walking down the street and I walked past Michael Schumacher, like, from now, and he didn't know who he was, and it made me feel sad, because he had an accident, he was in a coma.
Oh.
So he just looked really sad, and I was like, I wanted to give him a hug, but, like, he didn't know, like, why I would give him a hug, because he didn't know that he was famous.
That's a shame.
Yeah, and then I cried.
Remember how we meant like end the B-roll on like a high note and just like yeah
but then
no
I woke
no.
up and I was like
hey,
fuck
I,
yeah
I had a great story about the little frog boy artist okay
that wasn't so a story that was mate
that was a plug
smart mark apparel
okay here's a story fucking on the way here I was on the bus there was a wee girl like mum had a there was mum and then there was like a the baby carriage thing. I'm not sure. I'm telling
yeah.
Sean and then the wee girl was on the seat in front of me. And very much like spun round to like stare directly into my soul. She must have been like 3, maybe 4. Notices I'm on my phone and sort of starts pointing at me. And I kind of go, okay. I put my hand up and she just like holds my hand for a little bit. Which is just like very moving. And then sees my frog boy on my phone. And just like pointing. And I'm like, it's a frog. And she goes, fat. CG. And so I just showed her memes for like 5 minutes until we got off the bus. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
And then there's the fucking Sean alternative, like, show him deep fried meme. He's like,
no. No.
Mama, help! This man keeps showing me skeleton.
She really liked the portrait of our dear leader, Jim Pickens, the most, because it's quite a colourful picture.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's frightening.
Okay, there's a story where me and Michael were trapped in a room, and we didn't know how to get out, but we tried to open the door, and we couldn't get out, and we were just worried, and we couldn't do anything, and a guy opened up, and he let us out.
I smell children.
I smell the cheese.
I smell.
Give me the cheese.
Give me the witch.
I want the witch for the happiness.
Yes. Alexa, play Despacito.
It's not plugged in.
Alexa, give me the cheese.
The bit that I didn't want to say is when I was getting splashed with the sprinklers, and then she's like, "Oh, it's just water." And then Sarah's like, "Ah, ah," she's fucking groans and shit. I was like, that's pretty fucking porny.
I need to watch this movie.